Now, Joe mentioned employment, and that's a great segue because it rolls well into the third of our champions here, who are helping to make change in the entertainment industry. And there's a lot about that I could say about this great entrepreneur who is not just an entrepreneur, but truly a disability rights advocate dedicated to advancing the social understanding of people with disabilities and helping to change the employment prospects through a platform she's created called Making Space, which I mentioned in the presidential report. It's a venture-based, accessible talent acquisition and learning platform. I could tell you more about it, but frankly, she's better qualified, and she has the best name of the folks that we have in this little entertainment area here. I'm pleased to introduce to you. I do want you to know that she is in high demand, and she looked at every flight in the world to try to get here. Based on her schedule, she was in London, and she could not work it out to be with us in person, so she is on Zoom. She's already committed. She'll be with us next year in New Orleans, I know. Yeah. Because you'll want to meet her after you hear from her, but I'm really proud to bring to you the founder and chief executive officer of Making Space. Here's Keely Cat Wells. Let's go make it happen. We don't have the time of our lives. Let's go make it happen.
Wow, thank you so much for having me. And oh my goodness, I am such a fan of Joe's work. So what an honor to be following you today, Joe. So I never excelled in school. Actually, quite the opposite. I failed practically every class. I was diagnosed with dyslexia at a young age, but that didn't explain all of the reasons for my terrible performance. A large part of it was due to bullying, but my amazing mom was determined to find a space for me where she felt that I could fit in. So she placed me in dance classes, and they soon became my second home. In my late teens, I danced my way into a prestigious dance academy in London. Dreams of pirouettes and grand jetés filled every thought. I was determined to be a professional dancer. Until one day, I woke up in a tremendous amount of pain. That pain got worse and worse, so naturally, I went to the doctor. But they were quick to tell me that my pain and symptoms were due to stress, anxiety, and an eating disorder. Before long, I couldn't physically eat. I began to lose so much weight, I became unrecognizable, and I was hospitalized for the majority of the next 4 years, which was terrifying. Like many of my peers, I just wanted to be going after my dreams, going out with friends, maybe trying alcohol for the first time, learning how to drive, and maybe having some boy drama. But instead, I was fighting for my life. Eventually, I was given the relevant tests, which led to many surgeries that relieved some of my symptoms and enabled me to eat again. Today, I live with chronic illness, chronic pain, a permanent ileostomy, and also PTSD from the medical trauma that I went through during that period of my life. When I was well enough and I left hospital, I took a trip to Los Angeles with the intent of having a fresh start. Soon into my new lease of life, I ended up losing a job due to ableism. It was in that moment that it hit me. I am disabled. I began to discover this world that was no longer built with me in mind. And when I needed a seat on the bus, for instance, people would consistently tell me that I didn't look disabled. And for the same reason, when I use the disabled bathroom, I am always told that I am taking advantage of the system. But because of these experiences, I started helping some disabled friends get work within Hollywood. And within about a year, That became a fully fledged talent agency, which I called Sea Talent. And I called it Sea Talent because, as disabled people, we rarely get access to option A or option B, and we have to create our own option C. Our goal at Sea Talent was to change the way the world viewed and defined disability, using the massive reach and power that we have within the entertainment and media industries. Sea Talent successfully placed disabled artists in thousands of roles in mainstream media, such as HBO's The Last of Us, The Hunger Games prequel, and with many major brands such as Rihanna's Savage X Fenty, Disney, Amazon, P&G, and countless others. Technology has truly been a game changer for many disabled creatives. And we saw that the creator economy, for example, opened up a huge new avenue for disabled people to be able to participate in the workforce and maybe start to even escape that poverty cycle. Social media platforms allow disabled creators to showcase their talent, connect with audiences, and in some cases, even earn a living wage while changing narratives around disability and not having to wait for Hollywood to evolve. Technology like Apple's Take Picture, among other features, also support this innovation and help us to really create the change that we need to and take control of those narratives. The talent that we represented at Sea Talent had a combined reach of over 50 million people. And in 2022, Sea Talent was acquired, which marked a major milestone for disabled creatives and the creative industries, and marked one of the largest known investments made in disabled talent. But despite the strides that we have made in increasing representation, disabled people, as we all know, are still twice more likely to be unemployed than non-disabled people, and twice more likely to live in poverty, which is far, far worse for those with intersectional identities. With all that we achieved at Sea Talent, it became clear that corporations hold so much power. And if that power is used wisely and in coordination with policy, we can accelerate change. I also realized that when we do anything that is impact-driven and budgets get cut, oftentimes, unfortunately, impact and DEI-related budgets are usually the first things to be deprioritized. I wanted to build a solution that acted as a Trojan horse, that helped companies save money on their biggest yearly losses around recruitment, retention, and turnover, while ensuring that disabled people are getting into long-term, meaningful employment opportunities and create the careers of their dreams. So, since the acquisition, I founded Making Space, a talent acquisition and learning platform for companies to train, access, and retain pre-qualified disabled talent. While we have a heavy focus on the creative industries, this solution is industry agnostic. Our mission is to create meaningful careers for disabled people and provide the necessary resources for them to become influential leaders. Our platform bridges the education employment gap by offering free, accessible, job-specific training and putting skill-based education as a part of the hiring process. We recently collaborated with Netflix, and we created a course that enabled disabled candidates to gain new skills and a competitive advantage that aligned directly with Netflix's hiring needs. This approach created a pre-qualified pipeline of disabled candidates and also democratized free and accessible education. It also presented a new opportunity for people to learn additional skills and also get to know more about the employer that is hiring and creates these new pathways to employment. In addition, it also provides better outcomes for the employer. Netflix were able to find higher quality hires at a faster rate, and it increased their retention, a win-win solution. When I first moved to LA, it became glaringly obvious that employers and roles often prioritized stamina over talent. PA roles, most entry-level roles, for example, mentioned the essential criteria of being able to lift a certain amount of weight or drive a car, all of things that I cannot do. And there is this continuous emphasis on long and enduring hours, which undermines the recognition of genuine skill. Success for us means a comprehensive change in the perception and employment of disabled people. We aim to create visible disabled role models in leadership positions, because the more disabled leaders we have, the quicker change will happen. We recently got to see some great success working with our partner NBC Universal, a partnership working to increase the employment of disabled people, both in front and behind the camera, for NBC Sports' coverage of its unparalleled portfolio of sports properties and events. Making Space and NBC Sports created a free and accessible course on Making Space, which developed a pre-trained talent pipeline from the disabled community, allowing NBC to access this untapped and often overlooked, incredibly talented workforce, paving the way for a historic increase in disability representation at one of the world's most recognizable media companies. Talent from that pipeline has been hired and will be heavily featured in NBC Sports' groundbreaking coverage of the upcoming Paris Olympics and Paralympics. In addition, those who were hired from Making Space who are in those hosting roles mark the first ever disabled people to be hosts for NBC's coverage of the Paralympics. It's very exciting. Interestingly, 67% of disabled job seekers report that skill-based hiring practices lead to better matches and greater satisfaction within their roles. And what we've seen is disability has consistently been seen as tragedy as opposed to the natural part of the human experience. And 61% of disabled employees choose not to disclose their disabilities at work, and this leads to high turnover, stagnant career growth, and a significant loss of valuable talent. Many of us fear that accommodations will be denied, or that our needs won't be believed, or there'll be discrimination. I think the pandemic highlighted these biases when remote work, which was long demanded by disabled people, was only widely implemented when non-disabled people needed it. This not only showcased the deep-seated bias around disability, but also the lack of disabled people in those decision-making positions and in leadership roles. At Making Space, to try and change this, we have developed a feature called Compass, which is an AI tool which is embedded within a candidate's profile on Making Space that turns the lived experience of disability into transferable skills and creates personalized career pathways. Film, TV, and media has often fed into these incredibly harmful stereotypes. And Hollywood, as we also heard from Joe, has often portrayed us as either the villains, victims, or inspirations. So under the Making Space umbrella, we have also created Making Space Media, where we create film and TV that centers the disabled voice and tells the stories, the untold stories of disabled people. We secured a first look deal with Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine, and we are planning to really do what they did for women and women's narratives, where they really flip the script and do the exact same for disabled people. And we have our first documentary coming out later this month, all around rights on flights. We must normalize disabled people being experts in subjects beyond just disability. And I truly believe to change the world, we have to learn to tell and listen to a new set of stories about the world that we want to create in accessible spaces and with authentic voices. So, to the disabled people in this room, take up space, know your rights, and to our allies, actively support and assist in safeguarding our rights. And to the employers, do not underestimate us and leverage the tools that you have to create a more accessible future of work. This work that we do would not be possible without incredible organizations like NFB, and I am beyond grateful for your support with Making Space. Disabled entrepreneurs are 400 times less likely to receive funding than non-disabled entrepreneurs. And thanks to SmartJob and NFB, we were able to receive funding which contributed to the close of our $2 million pre-seed round, which will accelerate our work and the employment of the community that we serve. Thank you. And one final point that I would love to emphasize, which I feel incredibly strongly about, is that while we should continually remind society of the disabled community's economic power and highlight the potential profits that these companies are missing out on by not including us, it is crucial that we remember that that economic power, while it may open the doors, it may not keep us in those rooms. We have to address the human rights perspective and ensure that we remain a part of those conversations. So thank you so much for making space for me at this event.